This is the Kazoo Fest number one podcast of all time. This is the Kazoo Fest podcast part one here on CFRU 93.3 FM. And let's get more of that drum roll.
Thanks, Ross.
Thank you, Ross. So we, for the next hour, are going to be playing artists strictly playing. We are strictly playing artists that will be playing at Kazoo Fest. It's happening here in Guelph, April 9th to 13th.
And what is Kazoo Fest?
Okay, let me tell you a bit about Kazoo Fest. Normally, I think next week we'll probably have a PSA that'll explain all of this to you. If you go to kazoo.ca, yeah, that works. It'll give you all the details there, but let's go over it a little bit. So it's a Kazoo Fest is a music and art festival that happens in Guelph. I think this is its seventh or eighth year. It involves lots of different bands playing throughout the city.
Different venues.
Starts on Wednesday, goes through, ends with pancake breakfast on Sunday. And some of the bands we got playing this year, we got Destroyer playing a solo set at Dublin Street Church, playing with Mr. Brian Webb. We got Hooded Fang from Toronto. We got Diana from Toronto. We got Cousins coming all the way from Halifax. We got Vag Halen, which is an all-female...
Arena Rock?
Yeah, Arena
cover
Rock.
Cover band?
Yeah. Coming from Toronto, we got Nihilus Spasm Band, the famous noise pioneers in Canada. They played their first show 50 years ago.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? 1964. Yeah. And they will be coming up here to play. I know the schedule, but I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it.
Okay.
We got Legato Vipers, Hometown Heroes, doing a cover set.
Kazoo Fest Mainstays.
And we've got Solids.
Maybe.
Second year of Kazoo Fest. We got Solids coming in from Montreal. We got Michael Fierstack coming in from Montreal. We got the GOAT Guelph MC.
Noah, greatest of all time.
Yeah, Noah 23. We got Biblical from Toronto. We got Jeff Barbara from Montreal. We got Petra Glint. We'll get a little more about her later. We got the Furies from Guelph. We got the Soup Cans from Toronto. We got Post Commodity coming in from the southern United States. I think they're mostly based in Arizona. We got Bleat, hometown. We got Isla Craig from Toronto. We got Witches from Hamilton. We got Eons from Toronto. We got Kelly McMichael and the Gloss coming from Newfoundland. We got Jesse Bell Smith from Guelph. Medicine Hat from Guelph. Vic NS, a.k.a. Vic the North Star, from Guelph. Bird City, Guelph. Whoopso, Guelph? We got Advertise. We got Start Something, which is mine and Todd's band. We will be playing. We got Watershed Hour coming in from, I think they're based in Whitby, or maybe Peterborough. We got Manatee, Freeform, Improv, Afrobeat group from here in Guelph. We got Shopkeeper from here in Guelph, and we got Eden Grossman, who is a 14-year-old that will be playing an improv set at the Pancake Breakfast, bending circuits, making instruments out of sandwiches. I don't know. Anyway, that is the lineup, just on the music side. Huge.
Yes.
Huge.
We just dropped it.
That was... I read through every band.
Yeah.
But there are definitely, I think there's something for everyone.
Absolutely.
So it runs April 9th to 13th. It starts off on April 9th with an art exhibition at Ed Video here in Guelph. And the art exhibition is one Alexandra McKenzie. She also plays in, or she performs as Petra Glint, who will be playing on the Friday night. Man, I'm spoilers all over the place.
Oh, you get it first here on Drive Time.
And we're going to be talking to Alexandra at 8:30. We're going to talk to her a bit about her art, a bit about her musical performance. And this is just the first of many Kazoo Fest podcasts that will be going on. There'll be another one next week. And I think the 3 weeks following that as well. So tune in. Go to kazoo.ca as well. You can catch up on these podcasts. There'll be interviews with lots of the bands that are playing, with the artists, with some of the organizers. Todd, since I helped organize it, do you want to ask me any questions?
Who's playing?
We got Destroyer solo from Vancouver. We got Hooded Fae. Maybe I'll ask you one thing, Todd.
Yeah.
Somebody who attended last year. Mm-hmm. You and I both went to some shows last year.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite performer from last year? And a follow-up, who are you most excited to see this year?
Last year was definitely the Sean Savage show.
Mm-hmm.
With Doldrums?
With Doldrums,
yes.
Yeah.
Very good lineup. I enjoyed that. And they had live-action Fez doing some projections on the walls, or parts of the walls. Go ahead.
You know what?
But
Fez is back.
Fez is back.
He is going to transform one of the venues for 3 days. He is going to be in there doing projections and doing like
magic,
an installation. Yeah, he is. I mean, that what he did last year was amazing.
Yeah, I was thinking about I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah,
I might stop tomorrow. But
and most excited for this year.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to Destroyer and Bryweb, obviously. Yeah. At that church is a beautiful venue to hear those two.
Oh, yes.
Men.
Yes. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, should we get right into some music?
Yeah. Let's do it.
So let me give this a slight preface here. We are going to hear from Jesse Bell Smith to start things off. Jesse is from here in Guelph. The voice of an angel.
I was just thinking that. Really? I was just thinking that, but I didn't say it.
We're going to hear from her new record called The Town. We're going to hear the song John Mouse. Then we're going to hear from Michael Fierstack. Michael Fierstack is based in Montreal now. He's formerly known as Snail House, longtime player in the Canadian circuit. He's got, I think maybe he played with the Wooden Stars, and Wooden Stars backed up Julie Duaro a bunch. Then we're going to hear from Eons from Toronto, which is Matt Cully. And then we are going to finish off with a new track by Bryweb. Tried to get an exclusive here on the show, but this song was just released yesterday. So it's pretty good.
Kind of hot off the presses. Yeah.
So this is the Kazoo Fest podcast on CFRU 93.3 FM. This is Jesse Bell Smith to start everything off here with her song. What did I say we're going to play? John Mouse.
Yeah.
This is a song called John Mouse.
The echo of my walking sounds like dogs barking, chasing me through the abandoned parking lot. And the life behind my laughter speaks of happy ever after, tiny tragedies forgiven off guard.
Father, it's been years now since I wrote to you. Your little boy is gone. I had a wife who lost her life months after the wedding, and sister was the one who saw. Can become like in love. Oh, I know. In my lonely life, the opposite came true. Oh, we will wait on your wound. Is it our family's awful curse to find?
My love. won't hang up. Any game you choose is a game I was born to lose.
We are back to the Kazoo Fest podcast, volume one.
Volume one, inaugural.
The inaugural podcast. Do you like that pronunciation?
Yes.
Yeah. So Kazoo Fest podcast, volume one, coming to you from CFRU 93.3 FM here in Guelph. Kazoo Fest happening in Guelph, April 9th to 14th. This year, 2014.
It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so grand.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, last year I had just moved here to Guelph. I was a new Guelphite. And I just found that Kazoo Fest, I met a lot of nice people there. I wasn't sure what to expect, but it blew me out of the water.
Yeah. I was also amazed because Todd and I both moved to Guelph around the same time. And we both attended Kazoo Fest last year, and I didn't know a whole lot about it going into it. I just knew that Kazoo Fest put on shows around town every once in a while. And yeah, just amazed by it. Thought, wow, this is in this, like, a town the size of Guelph. It was amazing to see so many good bands over such a, you know, pretty long period of time, over 5 days. And they were so good. And also shows were cheap. You could buy a wristband for, like, I don't know, like $35 or something. That'll get you into, like, let's say 8 shows.
Yeah.
And they'll be all over town. This year again, got Dublin Street Church, E-Bar.
Jimmy Jazz. ANAF?
No.
No, not this year. Okay.
Cornerstone. Red Brick.
Oh, nice.
And there's also the visual arts element of the festival, which we will get into a little bit with Alexandra McKenzie when we talk to her in about 7 minutes here. And there's also a zine and print fair held at Mitchell Hall, and that's on the Saturday. And, oh, I should tell people what we just heard.
Yeah.
All the artists we just heard will be playing at Kazoo Fest this year. Last, we heard Bri Webb with the song AM Blues. Before that, we heard from Eons with the song Brothers and Sisters. Before that, we heard from Michael Fierstack from Tambourine Deathbed with the song Modern War. And we started everything off with Guelph. What is it called when somebody's Guelph?
Mainstay,
but when it's like America's sweetheart, but not sweetheart. Guelph's own. Jesse Bell Smith with the song John Mouse from her forthcoming record, The Town. So I think we'll get into a couple tracks. A couple more tracks. And then we'll talk to Alexandra about her art opening that will be at Ed Video starting on the Wednesday, April 9th. Kick off the festival with that. And she'll also be performing on the Friday.
With Petra Glint.
As Petra Glint. Yes. Yeah. So this is Kazoo Fest.
Preview. This is fun.
This is fun. I like having all this stuff to play and get excited about.
Yeah.
So kazoo.ca is the website, April 9th to 13th here in the lovely city of Guelph. We're going to hear Kelly McMichael and The Gloss, who's coming all the way from St. John's, Newfoundland to play this year. After that, I think we'll have time for a Jeff Barber track, and then we will be talking to Alexandra McKenzie right here 8:30 a.m. This is a podcast that time means nothing to you. In 5 minutes, we'll be doing that. Kelly McMichael in the Glass with Out of the Match from their album Liminal. Is there a liminal? There's a subliminal? Just liminal. Out of the Match, Kelly McMichael in the Glass, CFRU 93.3 FM, Kazoo Fest Podcast, Volume 1. Back here on the Kazoo Fest podcast, and we are joined by Toronto's Alexandra McKenzie. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm good.
And it's, is it always Alexandra or is it Alex?
You can call me Alex.
Okay.
I'm going to call you Alexandra.
Oh, so Alexandra, this voice talking right now is Mike.
Hi.
And I'm Todd.
And that's Todd.
Cool. Hi, Todd.
Thanks so much for getting up. Maybe you get up at this time normally, but thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. So I'm just going to give a bit of a background for how you fit into Kazoo Fest this year. So Alexandra will be doing, it's called Promised Land. That's the name of the gallery at, or the name of the show at Ed Video. And she will also be playing as Petroglint on the Friday with Diana and and two other artists that I don't know, but I don't think the schedule has been released yet. So all of that is inside information. So for, I guess maybe first we'll talk about your visual art. So can you tell us just a bit about the Promised Land exhibit?
Sure. I guess in the past I've done gallery shows that have involved a lot of drawing and showing drawings. And for this show, I want to take it as an opportunity to create something that's more environment-based. There'll still be drawings, but maybe something that's a little bit more immersive and maybe less typical gallery style white container box, maybe more of like an experience.
Okay, and is it more projections?
Yeah, there'll be projections and printed wallpaper and some other installation things that I'm working on, yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm like, I have not seen any of your art live, just like on computer screens. But I mean, this, just like the poster for the show, looks amazing. And I think on your page, it's like you've got an animated GIF of it.
Yeah.
And it's like seizure inducing in the best way.
Yeah, it's totally. I think the show is going to be like a definite shock to senses, hopefully not too much.
Yeah.
I'm like able to make it cohesive or
cool. And have you done lots of or like you've done at different galleries throughout Toronto, but have you not, like, what is different about this one just because it involves like mixed media for it?
I think mostly because it's more mixed media. I've mostly in the past shown drawings, and with the live shows, like with the music stuff, I've sort of slowly started integrating more installation into certain performances, and so now I'm kind of getting into like the installation world and sort of merging like music and art and having that be an experience, and then but then I also feel like the gallery is not. I love galleries, but I feel like it's such a, I don't know, I want to take this as a chance to make it different and have a different kind of gallery experience.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like, with just like the institution of an art gallery, there's a certain way that everybody approaches it. And if you can like go outside of that, it's like, oh yeah, this is just like a big white room. You can use it in whatever way you want. It doesn't just have to be like things hung on the wall.
I had a friend once that did Xerox art, and this was in the 70s.
Yeah,
that's good.
And he didn't want anyone to touch the pictures, so he put broken glass all in front of the paintings, and everyone was like, I just love the glass. Oh, I can't believe you put glass in front of it. You know, but he really just didn't want anyone to touch it.
That's funny.
Well, anything that goes on in a gallery is art.
Yeah.
Even if it's just broken glass on the floor. So you, like when you play live as Petroglint, is it, like is part of the whole show, like your actual visual art brought into it? You said that's a new thing. Is it more just like the projections?
Well, every once in a while, for special occasions, I'll make something for the show. and I haven't made any of my own projections for the shows. My friend Steve Rayum has been doing projections for me and some of my friends, and they're really great. I don't know if he's going to be coming to Guelph, but I could ask him. I haven't asked him.
Well, I'm sure he's listening right now, so we'll say Steve Lamb. Is that the name?
Sorry, yep. Steve Rayum.
Yeah, please come to Guelph and do some projections if you've got the time.
Yeah.
And for the the music side of your art, you're involved with Healing Power, is that?
Yeah.
We were going to play a song from that compilation, the Fruits compilation.
Yeah,
because we actually have that at the station. Awesome. And is that can you tell us a bit of, are you involved in the label, or is it more just a group of friends that are helping each other put stuff out?
Well, the label is Victoria Chung and Wolfgang Nessel.
Mm-hmm.
And they started and run Healing Power, but they do it out of support for all their friends that make all sorts of eclectic music, and they support primarily their friends.
Okay.
And over the past year, it's grown and it's done really well, and yeah, so it's those two.
Oh, okay.
It is a community. It's kind of a community of friends that help each other out and support each other.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And have you ever played in Guelph before?
Yes. Yeah, I played, but not as Petra Glint.
Oh, okay.
I played with Pachamama, my duo, with my partner Brandon.
Brandon Hokura?
Valdivia.
Different Brandon.
I know which Brandon you're talking about.
Oh, okay. did you play at the ANAF? Like a Legion?
Know.
Legion style?
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a pub.
Yeah.
It was a Healing Power showcase, I think.
Yes, I was actually at that show. It was great.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Awesome.
It was a huge group of people, so I don't know if we actually met, but that's exciting. So you have played in Guelph before.
Yeah, one time.
One thing that we were talking about this interview last night, and Todd said, I'm going to ask about petroglyphs. And I was like, oh, is that where the name comes from? Like, is that a coincidence, or it is from, I never, ever put that together.
Yeah, no, it's not a coincidence.
Okay.
it is a kind of a riff off the words petroglyph. I came up with that one day in class. When I was in school, and I've had this name for a while. But yeah, it's a spin off those words.
Okay.
And I'm a drawer, or I draw and I do graphic. To me, it's all music and drawing is all language, and it's all a way that I'm able to express myself. I'm not really the best public speaker, and.
Well, you're good at being interviewed. This is pretty much public.
This is public.
Yeah.
but I feel like the petroglyphs are conveying messages and information from the particular time that they're written and or drawn. And I feel like, yeah, maybe that's what I try to do sometimes too. Yeah.
That is the best explanation I could have ever hoped for.
Cool.
So I guess we'll probably play some of your music now. We were going to play the song. Let me get it out here. This You Need?
Sure, yeah.
That's cool with you? And
yeah.
We wanted, because this is the Kazoo Fest podcast, we were wondering, is there anything or what you're most excited for about Kazoo Fest or coming just coming to Guelph?
What am I most excited for? Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. I've never seen Diana play, and we get to play together, and that's pretty exciting. Well, I haven't been to the festival. I've only heard really great things about the festival, so I'm going to try and stay. I'm excited to like just to be there and hang out.
Oh, great. Well, we're very excited for you to come. Like, I can't wait for the show on the Wednesday night. It opens, which is April 9th, and runs through the 30th at Ed Video. And, and then we'll see you on the Friday night performing as Petra Glint.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again. Thanks so much for getting up and coming on air with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be up early. Now I'm drawing in the back room, and it's really nice and quiet for Toronto.
That's okay. Nice for you.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Alexandra. We are going to get into Petra Glint with the song This You Need from the Fruits compilation from Healing Power Records. This is the Kazoo Fest podcast volume 1. And I know I've said it already, but Alexandra McKenzie's show Promised Land will be displayed at Ed Video from April 9th to 30th. And she will be performing as Petra Glint on the Friday night with Diana at the E-Bar.
Yay.
Okay. Thanks again. We will see you very soon.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye.
Bye.
And this is Petra Glint with This You Need here on CFRU 93.3 FM Kazoo V1.
Oh,
And we are back on Kazoo Podcast Volume 1, airing live now on CFRU 93.3 FM and forevermore on the internet.
Yes.
So we just heard from Diana, Perpetual Surrender is the album. One More Last Time is a song. And that was a special version for you listeners out there.
That one goes out to Joe.
That one goes out to Joe because it was the unmastered track. So it just sounds a little worse.
Yeah.
So you can imagine how good it sounds live.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For that, we heard from Jeff Barbara from the album Soft to the Touch with the title track from that. And we started everything off with the Petroglint song after a nice interview with Alexandra McKenzie. And Todd and I have never met her, but we both agreed after that interview that she seems like a very great, nice person.
Yes.
So thanks, Alexandra, if you're still listening. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We very much appreciate it. So we're coming to the end here on the Kazoo Fest podcast, and I think maybe I'll just tell people a little more about the festival.
Mm-hmm.
So it's running April 9th to 13th here in Guelph, different venues around town. For information and accessibility information, as well as like the show details, go to kazoo.ca. There's a heavy visual arts element to it. There's installations. There's a couple of shows, like art shows, and Alexandra McKenzie's show, which will be at Ed Video starting on the Wednesday night.
And when we say kazoo.ca,
yeah,
it's not, there's not a comma in there. Like, go to kazoo.ca.
Oh, yeah.
It's Kazoo twice.
Yeah. Kazoo times two.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you got the tagline.
Kazoo times two.ca. So we're going to go out here with another group that'll be playing the festival. So let me just do a couple highlights. Mm-hmm. Destroyer's playing the festival. Bri Webb's playing the festival. Nihilist Spasm Band, Vag Halen, Petroglint, Kelly McMichael and the Gloss, Watershed Hour, Diana, Soup Cans, Solids, Witches,
Cousins,
Bleat, so many more. And Hooded Fang.
Yeah.
We'll be playing, I think it's the Thursday.
And speaking of Hooded Fang, why don't we just play one of their songs?
So we're going to go out. If you're listening to this live, keep listening, because we've got Lake Leaps up next. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, keep listening to more podcasts that will be posted on Kazoo.
In the coming weeks.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Neverminding by Hooded Fang here on the Kazoo Fest podcast. This is Mike Diener wishing you a merry weekend.
And this is Todd Dunster signing off.
Thanks so much for listening. Hooded Fang with the song Neverminding.
Switches in a room.